Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to the Midday Money Show Minute, your regular shot of uncommon financial good sense. My name is Tony Husbands. I'm a financial coach with the Debt Free Divas, and I love to talk about all things as they relate to your money. This week, folks, we're going to be focusing on creating your financial plan and FIRE. FIRE being financially independent, retiring early. The movement alluded to, or not even alluded to, but the movement mentioned by my guest yesterday, Aja McClanahan, as she talks about how her family is working to fire up their financial goals. This has been on my mind for months now. I've been trying to figure out how to kind of work this in because I'm in the midst of working through, or developing, I should say, our plan for financial freedom. Like, I have a loose idea of what we want to accomplish, and I think I've shared that before, so I'll share it again here, is that we feel like we would be financially independent when our passive income reaches $10,000 a month. So that's our goal, $10,000 a month. $10,000 a month is our financial goal. So our current passive income amount stands at, I'll give you a rough idea, we have one rental house right now, which the rent is $1,600. And the expenses currently, which will change here shortly, but the expenses currently are about $1,000 a month for that. So we'll say $600 for one rental income. And then we have a second long-term income property that we've held. And our income for that is negative because our rent, we don't charge as much for our rent as we have for carrying costs, simply because, number one, we've had the same wonderful on-time paying tenant for the last 4 years, and we just have never raised the rents, and there was a method to that madness. We hadn't raised the rents before July, so we finally have gone up $200, so our rent now, our rent deficit, I should say, is $300. So if my math is correct, we are at a positive $300 for our current passive income flow. So obviously we have a long way to go. So we're starting at a starting point finally of passive because we've been negative for a while, 300, and our goal is 10,000. So for the purposes of today's podcast, I really wanted to just spend some time with you kind of outlining what my goals were and then encouraging you hopefully on the flip side to really identify concretely what your goals for financial freedom are. Now, if those goals should start with, number one, getting out of debt, then you make sure that you have a blaring, underline it, circle it, highlight it. That should be your number one focus right now, is clearing up all of your consumer debt so that whatever that financial goal, whatever that long-term financial freedom goal that you have, whatever that looks like for you, you'll be able to do that with a lot more gusto when you're not spinning your wheels trying to service credit cards and car loans and student loans and everything else that's kind of siphoning your hard-working cash away from your pocketbook. All right, so now that we get that out of the way, let me just kind of run down the list of what our long-term financial freedom goals are. And this is kind of, this might not be the first time that I've put it out there, but I'm sharing this with you, Team Debt Free, because I feel like, again, this is what we do. We talk about what we're trying to get to, and then we figure out, we back into a way to accomplish said goals. So I have three that I'll share. One is more of a near term. So one of my financial goals, and this is hopefully going to help me get to some of the other two that I'm talking about, but one of my financial goals is to have this business, Debt Free Divas, be a major cash flowing business. Right now, probably clear, if I work very hard and I'm very consistent, I can probably generate about $2,000 a month between things that I'm doing with either advertising or affiliate marketing, which I really don't do that much of, and my freelance writing. I really, if I work diligently with just the clients I already have, $2,000 a month should be very easy for me. I feel like it will be firing on all cylinders once I reach $8,000 a month. So that's my goal for the Debt Free Divas, and there's definitely a lot of things and pieces that I need to put in place to get there. But we'll stop there with that is the the high water mark that I'm definitely trying to hit. And ideally, I would like to meet that goal before the end of this year. So I've got a lot to put in place. Number two, by 6 of 2021, so that's 3 years from this past June, I want to be able to pay cash for a brand new new construction house in the Kenwood community or somewhere very, very close, specifically walking distance to the lake. So so that is my specific dream for our primary residential home. My husband is actually on board. He did not fight me on this. And my six-year-old son is currently involved in joining me in prayer on this on a regular basis. So this is definitely, I think in my mind, I set aside $500,000 for this goal. Now, this is something I'll go into a little bit deeper tomorrow because this minute has gone quite long today. But this goal is going to, it's part of what I'm calling my stretch faith goal. So while I'm doing as much as I know how to do with this, I definitely know that to accomplish this goal, paying cash for a brand new construction home by June of 2021, I'm going to need some divine intervention. And I'm okay with that. I'll lay out, you know, the plan that I have, and I know God looks at our plans and laughs, but I'll lay out the plan that I have for getting there, and then we'll go from there. All I can do is get started. And finally, as I mentioned earlier, our long-term fire goal is to achieve a passive income of $10,000 a month. And just so that I'm clear, passive income includes any income that does not come from a W-2 source or our 9-to-5 jobs. Okay? Whew. So that was a mouthful. I know I went a lot longer than my normal short version, but again, I just want to kind of lay out where the things that I'm thinking about in terms of financial freedom and encourage you to, in turn, take some time today to really nail down what financial freedom would look like for you, get an idea of what your expenses are, especially your expenses beyond paying for your consumer debt. So once you get that consumer debt out of the way, your expenses might really surprise you. So get an idea of what your expenses are, what you would need to cover those expenses and live comfortably, and then start to figure out how you can put that in place such that once your current income stream stops, do you have that additional income, whether that's in investments in defined contribution plans, 401ks, 403bs, etc., pension plans if you're still working in an industry that supports a pension system, passive income through your own business ventures or real estate investments or other investments. And that's what we're going to do this week, is kind of think about how we can start to plan to put some of those things in place, because, of course, when we know better, we do better. Tomorrow, I'll go into the specifics of this faith stretch goal, how we're going to build this house for cash by 6/2021. Or at least how I'm hoping that might happen. Until then, Team Debt for You, have a great money week.